People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, the Green County Tech won the tip. They are moving left to right here in this first half. The pass goes in the lane to Sabrina Kelch. She cut in for the layup. Good. And the Lady Eagles strike first. 2-0 our score. And Tech, they are starting with a zone press to start the game. Napsom is able to break it as Gilbert gets into the front court. Here's Penn with it on the low block, throwing it up top to Husky for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She puts it back. Oh, they're going to wave it off, saying she traveled. Mountain Home head coach Del Laren did not like that call, and to be honest, I really can't say I blame her. That did not look like a travel to me, but official had probably had a better view than I did. Here is Barnes with it, throwing it up top to Grambling. Her three-pointer will not go. Scramble for the rebound, and looks like a foul is going to be called on the board. And I think they're going to call that on. They're going to call that on Tech. That is on Shelby Adams, her first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Eagles. Here in the first half, 7:09 left in the first quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing 2-0. Gilbert inbounds it to Martin. Another zone press. Actually, it's a full court man for Tech as Martin brings it into the front court. Now she throws over to Husky on the right wing. She's dribbling down into the lane, going up for the layup, hit the back of the bottom of the backboard, no good. Offensive rebound for Gilbert. She couldn't get the fadeaway to go. Another offensive rebound, this time by Husky. She dribbles out to the left corner, pulls up for the three-pointer, misses everything. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She goes up, back up into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. First tie of the night as we're knotted up at 2-2. 6:37 left of the first quarter. Here's Barnes with the ball up at the top. Throws it over on the right side to Pritchard. Back up to Barnes. Mounts home in a man-to-man defense. Now ball goes to Grambling. Now Adams has it. Throws over to Barnes on the left wing. She'll dribble up between the circles. Throws it towards the right elbow to Grambling. She will give it down a low block to Kellett. Kellett looking to make a move on Penn. Going up for the jumper. It rolls around. Will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Foreman. And, boy, her pass was knocked away and stolen in the backcourt by Tech. First turnover against Mountain Home. Here's Kellett with the ball in the inside the perimeter. Her jumper, good. Sabrina Kellett with all four of Tech's points in the early going. 4-2, Mountain Home trailing the Lady Eagles. Here's Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers, going into the lane, and she's going to be fouled on the floor, and Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline.
Hey, get it! Cut! Foul on the 24.
Tiffany Grambling picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against Tech. Martin takes the inbound pass on the right wing, drills to the free throw line, gives it to Husky on the right side. Her three-pointer rolls around, will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Adams for Tech. She'll throw it to Grambling, who brings it into the front court. Over on the right side, it goes to Pritchard. Pritchard dribbles up towards the top, gives up there to Barnes. Barnes will set up the offense. Aston Yates going to check in for Mountain Home at the next available time. Ball goes down in the left corner to Grambling. Up top to Adams. Her three-pointer is up. Good. Shelby Adams with her first 3 points of the night. 7-2 Tech leading it with 5:03 left in the first quarter. Here's Penn throwing it to Martin. She'll bring it into the front court. Martin drills to the left wing. Gets it there to Husky. Husky dribbles towards the free throw line. Over to Foreman. Oh, now on the right side to Gilbert. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Rebound. Scramble for it. And finally controlled by Grambling. And back comes Tech. Here's Barnes across the timeline. Has the ball up to the top. Gives it there to Kellett. Now Kellett's going down into the lane. Loses the handle of the ball. And Martin comes up with a steal. Turnover against the Lady Eagles. Here is Martin into the front court. Going in for the running jumper. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Tech. I thought they're going to say last touch by Mountain Home. I thought Tech was the last one to get a hand on that one. Here is Aston Yates checking into the game for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Kyra Penn. Gates, a 5'8 sophomore. 4.5 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Now the officials are going to get together and talk about this, because I think it was supposed to be. Now they are going to reverse it. They're saying it is Mountain Home's basketball. I thought that was what the case should have been. So Gilbert will inbound it on the baseline. Reiner of the basket gets into Martin on, in the right corner. Now she'll drill out to the wing. Martin will dribble now between the circles. Throws over to Gilbert on the right side. Up top to Yates. Over to Martin on the left. Now Husky has it up at the top. Husky drills to the right elbow, gives it to Gilbert on the wing. Gilbert dribbles towards the free throw line, throws it up top to Foreman. Now Martin has it on the left. Up top to Yates. Over to Husky on the right side. 4 minutes left. Husky's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Mountain, by Tech. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball now. And that will give the ball to Mountain Home on the possession arrow. Good job by Kate Gilbert to get her hand in that to force the jump on. So Mount Home will keep it on their end of the floor. Here is Husky inbounding it to Yates on the low block. Back to Husky in the right corner. And now she's going to be called for the travel. Guess she jumped up and down a little before she started dribbling. Second turnover against the Lady Bombers. 3:47 left in the first quarter. Here is Barnes into the front court as the Lady Eagles lead it 7-2. Ball was knocked away for a moment, but Pritchard keeps possession for Tech. Ball goes up top now to Grambling. She'll take the screen. Throw it over to Barnes. Now Pritchard has it. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Chases down her own rebound. Goes into the lane for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Shelby Adams will go to the line for the old-fashioned three. That foul's on Anna Grace Foreman. Her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home. Emma Martin's taking a seat. She'll be replaced by Leah Jackson, a 5'6 junior. 3:25 left to play in this first quarter as the free throw is shot by Adams. She gets the old-fashioned three. She now has 6 points, 10-2, Tech leading it. There's another full-court press for Tech, but Mount Home does break it as Foreman goes into the front court. On towards the low block, she goes up for the layup, no good. Our offensive rebound for Yates. She's going to be fouled as she goes up, and now she'll head to the free throw line for a pair. Shelby Adams picks up her second personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Eagles. So 3:14, Addison Yates will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot will not go. Elizabeth Knoll checking into the game for Tech, replacing Shelby Adams, who again just picked up her second foul. At Yates' second free throw is up. Good. She gets one of two. And it's 10-3. Tech leading it. Barnes into the front court. 3:10 left of the first quarter. Barnes throw it up top to Grambling. Over on the left side to Barnes. Barnes will dribble toward the free throw line. Throws it over to Kellett on the right side. Trying to figure out where she wants to go with it. Now she's going to dribble up between the circles. Gives over to Grambling on the left wing. Now Grambling will throw it up top to Pritchard. Pritchard drills to the right side. She's going down into the lane for the layup. Hits the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound controlled by Husky. She's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Going into the lane for the layup. She'll be fouled and will head to the free throw line. 2:35. Let's play in the first quarter. That foul is on Elizabeth Knoll. Her first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Eagles. So Peyton Husky at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Husky's first shot is up and good. Emma Martin checking back in as Leah Jackson will head to the bench. One more free throw to cut into Tech's lead, and Husky gets both. She now has 2 points, 10-5, Tech leading it, 2:35 left in the first quarter. Here's Barnes into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Throws it over to Pritchard on the right side. Now up top to Grambling. Grambling will give it to Barnes on the left. Now to Kellett near the top. She finds Knoll cutting into the lane for the layup. Good. Elizabeth Knoll with her first 2 points of the night. As Yates takes an inbound pass, she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. With 2:06 left to play in the first quarter. Tiffany Grambling picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number five against the Lady Eagles. Leah Jackson checking back in for Mount Home, replacing Kate Gilbert. And for Tech, Brooke Justice will check in for the first time tonight as Grambling will take a seat again with her second foul. Jackson will inbound it from the far sideline to Martin. Martin walks into the front court. 2 minutes left to play in this first quarter. A 7-point Lady Eagle lead. Martin dribbles to the left wing. Throws it up top to Husky. Husky drills to the right side. Throws it down a low block to Foreman. And she's going to be called for the travel. Lost her footing as she went up to grab that pass. Third turnover against the Lady Bombers. 1:45 left in the first quarter. 12-5, Tech leading it. Ball goes over on the right side to Pritchard. Up top to Justice. Justice dribbles to the right elbow. Now throws it over on the right side to Pritchard. Pritchard drills to the corner. Gives it there to Justice. Justice dribbles out to the wing. Goes cross court to Kellett. Kellett going down to the low block. Going to pull up for the jumper over Foreman. Off the glass and in. Sabrina Kellett with 6 points. 14-5, Lady Eagles leading it. 1:18 left in the first quarter. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles to the right wing. Takes a screen from Foreman. Goes to the top. Now the ball's over with Husky on the left wing. Husky throws up top to Foreman. Over to Jackson on the right side. Jackson's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Leah Jackson with her first 3 points of the night. 14-8. Tech's leads cut to 6 with 53 seconds left in the first quarter. Here's Justice across the timeline for the Lady Eagles. Dribbling between the circles. Now drills to the right elbow. Throws it over on the right side to Barnes. Barnes goes toward the top. Now gives it to Justice near the right corner. She's going to drill towards the lane. Her pass is knocked away. And a jump ball is going to be called. And it's going to be a Tech's ball on the possession arrow. 30.3 seconds left in the first quarter as Kyra Penn is going to check back out of the game, replacing Anna Grace Foreman. 14-8, Tech on top. Pritchard will inbound on the baseline, gets into Noel at the right side. Now ball's up top with Barnes. Now, and Tech may hold for the last shot of the period. 20 seconds left. Barnes still dribbling up between the circles. 15 seconds. Now starting to call the offensive play. Now ball goes over to Pritchard on the left side. 8 seconds. Now up top to Noel, over to Barnes. 5 seconds. She'll give to Kell near the free throw line. Kell's going to pull up for the jumper. It rolls around and goes in. And that's the way this first quarter is going to end with Tech taking an eight-point lead. Our score at the end of the first quarter. Green County Tech leading Mountain Home 16-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured, not a guarantee, and they lose value.